June 28, 1904. The Sacredness of God's Law. Ellen G. White. By the observance of the Sabbath, the Israelites were to be distinguished from all other nations as the worshippers of the true God, the Creator of the heavens and the earth. The Sabbath was the divinely appointed memorial of the creative work, and the day upon which it was to be celebrated was not left indefinite. It was not any day which men might choose, and no day in particular, but the very day in which the Creator rested that was sanctified and hallowed. On this day God would come very near to His obedient, commandment-loving people. God places a very high estimate upon His law. Moses and Joshua commanded that it be read publicly at stated periods, that all the people might be familiar with its precepts and reduce them to practice. If they did this, they had the exalted privilege of being counted as sons and daughters of the Most High, and might confide in Him as dear children. In Nehemiah's day, the adversary of souls, working through the children of disobedience and taking advantage of the unfaithfulness of men in holy office, was fast lulling the nation to forgetfulness of God's law, the very sin which had provoked His wrath against their fathers. And for a time, it seemed that all the care, labor, and expense involved in rebuilding the defenses of Jerusalem would be lost. David prayed, "It is time for Thee, Lord, to work, for they have made void Thy law." This prayer is no less pertinent at the present time. The world has gone astray from God, and its lawless state should strike terror to the heart and lead all who are loyal to the great King to work for a reformation. The papal power has thought to change the law of God by substituting a spurious Sabbath for that of Jehovah, and all through the religious world the false Sabbath is revered, while the true one is trampled beneath unholy feet. But will the Lord degrade His law to meet the standard of finite man? Will He accept a day possessing no sanctity in the place of His own Sabbath, which He has hallowed and blessed? No. It is on the law of God that the last great struggle of the controversy between Christ and His angels and Satan and his angels will come. And it will be decisive for all the world. This is the hour of temptation to God's people. But Daniel saw them delivered out of it, every one whose name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Men in responsible positions will not only ignore and despise the Sabbath themselves, but from the sacred desk will urge upon the people the observance of the first day of the week, pleading tradition and custom in behalf of this man-made institution. They will point to calamities on land and sea, to the storms of wind, the floods, the earthquakes, the destruction by fire, as judgments indicating God's displeasure because Sunday is not sacredly observed. These calamities will increase more and more. One disaster will follow close upon the heels of another, and those who make void the law of God will point to the few who are keeping the Sabbath of the fourth commandment as the ones who are bringing wrath upon the world. This falsehood is Satan's device that he may ensnare the unwary. We need Nehemiahs in this age of the world, who shall arouse the people to see how far from God they are because of the transgression of His law. Nehemiah was a reformer, a great man raised up for an important time. As he came in contact with evil and every kind of opposition, fresh courage and zeal were aroused. His energy and determination inspired the people of Jerusalem, and strength and courage took the place of feebleness and discouragement. His holy purpose, his high hope, his cheerful consecration to the work were contagious. The people caught the enthusiasm of their leader, and in his sphere, each man became a Nehemiah and helped to make stronger the hand and heart of his neighbor. Here is a lesson for ministers of the present day. If they are listless, inactive, destitute of godly zeal, what can be expected of the people to whom they minister? Man's personal accountability to God should command careful attention. The law can never pardon. Its province is not to save the transgressor, but to convict him. It is far-reaching, and all we do bears the stamp of its approval or condemnation. Men professing godliness often regard the secret sins of the soul very lightly. But it is the secret motives of the heart that determine the true character, and God will bring them into judgment. The dangers resulting from disobeying God and seeking the friendship of the world have not lessened with the lapse of time. There is earnest work to be done, and the faithful watchman who is actuated by love to God and a desire to save sinners will reap the reward of his labors. But the unfaithful watchman, whose influence tends to union with the world, will cause the ruin of many souls. Mrs. E. G. White.